Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He's not expecting any heavy rain, just spotty showers hanging around.
Does that count?
I think so.
If we just get spotty showers from the hurricane, does that count?
Yeah, because it's kind of cool to see you had it from the hurricane. I'm going to end the newscast now. I have one more story, but I'm going to stop.
Oh, what is it? Is it a good one? No, it's kind of weak.
It's not weak. It's older.
Older?
So,
okay.
Meaning I like to get rid of stories throughout the afternoon that have been on at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, I agree.
But it is a slower news day.
It is. I agree. Do you want to complain about allergies? Because I was the other day.
Oh, I feel like a pollen. I feel like my whole body is one big pollen.
I thought I had an allergy visit 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was told a number of my allergies had, the problematic issue had dropped significantly.
Mm-hmm.
Not the last 2 weeks.
No.
Big allergy.
And it's that
dead to me.
My ears itch. My throat has the drainage, so I'm coughing all the time and sneezing all the time.
I have the eye issue.
Oof, the eye maddening.
Tubbsy, any allergies or you're flawless?
Oh my God! Well, I'm flawless, but I've got bad allergies.
You
like
do too.
Moving back up here, like in Houston, it was great because it was so humid that it didn't even matter. But I moved up here and I realized how much the weather up here sucks for allergies. It really does.
Well, the weather up here, we have one good season, summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other three seasons stink.
Come on, fall, football.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Let's review again the rules of the Chad Hartman Show. I believe in big calendar, unlike Adam Carter, who changes the calendar every day. Okay, so fall starts September 22nd, right?
Yep.
So right now in September, this is summer.
Okay.
So remind you, when we see each other on a daily basis, I'll remind you in November, maybe November 18th.
Okay.
And I'll say, happy fall. Happy fall when it's 15 and it's snowing and there's black ice. Then December 12th, when, by the way, it's still fall.
It's still fall.
Oh, it's that great 25. Fall. Oh, fall so great. When there's 19 inches of snow out and you're shoveling and going, wow, fall is so
lovely.
Nice.
I didn't realize Chad was such a stickler for the calendar.
I believe in the calendar. And by the way, I'd rather have allergies than humidity every day.
And 120 degrees down in Houston.
Humidity. Can I just tell you something? Houston. Overrated.
Did you just call it Houston?
Houston.
He did.
I kind of worked a little humidity in Houston together.
I like it. It turned out nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Should we do weather?
Let's just rip Houston a little more. Get out of here. How about when Shaletta sent her kids 2 years ago to Houston and told her parents to have the kids outside all the time while she was back up here, you know, doing whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, the poor kids, it's like 115 degrees.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, not good.
All right.
Shaletta, 24 hours from now here on CCO.
Great.
That's a tease.
That's fun.
So thank you. You're excited about the game tonight because you're now playing fantasy football and you have the Dolphins defense. You're sucked in. Can I give you Charge's number? You can just call Charge on a regular basis. All right, tell me about the weather.
Well, it's brought to you by DAV of Minnesota. We appreciate that. Sunny today, 86. Sunny tomorrow, 85. Sunny Saturday, 79 with a chance of the hurricane slight showers.
Okay, that's so ridiculous. Oh, yeah. We're really worried about the hurricane here in Plymouth.
Right now, a few clouds, 82 degrees on News Talk 830 WCCO.
This show has its own news reporting budget. This show has one reporter, Tom Delmonico. Tom Delmonico has decided he's going to get to the bottom of the dog and cat eating controversy. So Tom Delmonico at 1:35. Kyle Potter, well, we had scheduled for yesterday, and then Dave said, you want him? I said, there's too much debate stuff. I should have then scheduled him for today. I didn't. And that clown Carter scheduled him for the Adam and Jordana
show. I feel like Carter, he's like the perfect opportunist.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, or he just was better at scheduling Kyle than I was. Kyle Potter was on with Adam and Jordana. You can podcast that. But I had multiple issues for Kyle, including what I saw earlier today. The 20-year-old real ID requirement for domestic flights is getting delayed again, kind of. As Kyle points out, you can follow Kyle, by the way, K. Potter MN. And I did hear the end when he was suggesting Lake Nokomis is the best lake in Minnesota. Get out of here. Come on, Kyle. With just 56% of the IDs in circulation being real ID compliant, the TSA is now pushing for a phased approach which would push full enforcement all the way out to May of 2027. I answered Kyle on Twitter and went over. It's not going to happen by May of 2027. This fits into the category of things we have been talking about seemingly forever, and they never happen. What else do you have in this category? Because I have a few. Let me give you another one right now. Southwest light rail. Years and years ago, Block E. What else do you have that is discussed endlessly and it takes an interminable amount of time to get done? So let's go back to real ID for a second. Pushback. I don't have real ID. Topsy, real ID, yes or no?
No.
Text me right now, yes or no. Do you have real ID? And I, was it last year where I upped my driver's license? This is when I have the goatee. I look like somebody in this picture, Tubbs, where you wouldn't open the door if you saw that person knocking on it in your neighborhood when I had the goatee and kind of a quasi beard going. I kind of have a weird look on my face.
Yeah, that screams restraining order.
Yeah, that is hide the women and children with that look on my face. So, no, I still have whatever version of the typical Minnesota driver's license. I'm willing to put all chips in the middle and call everyone, no, real ID is not going to be enforced by 2027. It just keeps getting pushed back over and over and over again. So what else do you have that everybody talks about and it's a particular project, it's a building, it's something that is going to improve some aspect of society in theory, and it never ever gets done? It seems like it in the end it does, but you're like, we're talking about this again. Like Southwest light rail, how long have we been talking about that?
I think that was the thing before I moved away and then came back.
It's absurd. Now I want people to text me 651-461-9226. A lot of people text in the real ID. Yes, on real ID, I have something called enhanced driver's license. Is that real ID? I don't think that is. tax year, does government not think that maybe people that have not gotten real ID or just never plan on flying are the make a requirement? Don't plan on following up? Kyle Potter is one of the most popular radio guests in the city. He is. He is. Kyle Potter is excellent.
Because he's good.
At what he does. This person, yes, and I have a passport. Yes, I've had it since 2020. I play by the rules. Well, la-dee-da. Okay, thanks a lot.
Chad just says he's a rule breaker right here. He flaunts all the rules.
I'm breaking not a single rule by not having one. Because it's not going to be enforced.
It's just too much. It's too much work, too. Like, you go to get something.
Is it really?
Well, and then it's like you don't. And I heard Jordana talking about it. And it's true, because you go and it's like, well, this is wrong or this is outdated. And after a couple times, you're like, well, heck with it. I'm done. I'm going to roll with what I got. No,
it's not that tough to get it done. My excuse cannot be, woof. This is like preparing for the LSATs or the ACT. No.
If I have to make more than two trips to do something, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. A lot of people brag, you know, I've had a real ID and a U.S. passport. Enhanced ID, somebody says, is a step above real ID. Wow. Okay, let's pause here. What else do you have when you think about it? It just kept getting discussed. And maybe it didn't even finish. Maybe it didn't happen, or by the time it got done, you're like, really? Think about all the stadium and arena battles in this area, which came up over and over and over again. Stillwater Bridge. The new Stillwater Bridge. Of course, I am the genius, to quote a former participant in this radio station, who once said to Adam Carter and Dan Cook, what is that bridge called in Stillwater again that lifts up and down? One of the better moments in my intellectual career. What again is that bridge in Stillwater that goes up and down? Thank you. That's the person you're listening to on WCCO right now. All right, Topsy, 22 past one. Tom Delmonico. And about 15 on our individuals really eating cats and dogs. And if there's any reporter you want on it, not Major Garrett, not David Muir, not Randy Shaver, not the ghost of Dave Moore, you'd want Tom Delmonico. Tom Delmonico is coming up. The Year of the Cat, Al Stewart. What do we have for a theme today?
We have cats and dogs. That is our songs about cats and dogs today.
Excellent. We're talking about a couple of things here. Since Real ID has been pushed back again, do you have Real ID? Are you excited about Real ID? Do you care about Real ID? And since this is another one of those areas where it's discussed and discussed and discussed, and maybe finally it'll happen, what else do you have in that category? Somebody says the West 7 trolley car in St. Paul. Yes, that has come up a lot. Here's another very good one for the state of Minnesota. Sports betting. It's possible we may be the 50th state to approve sports betting. Everybody else is doing it. But we have to be so pure.
That's a little too optimistic, Chad.
We have to be so pure. This is going to ruin people. Oh, yeah. It's really tough to bet right now. It would take you one click on a phone. And if you wanted to, you can bet, no, I'm not encouraging 11-year-olds. And yes, we have individuals. We just had Dr. Joseph Lee from Hazelden Betty Ford raising the profile, among others, of addiction. If we're going to eliminate everything in our society where endorphins are released and addiction is a possibility, well, then let's just pretty much eliminate everything and stay in a hermetically sealed home.
Anything can be an addiction if you allow it to get a hold of you.
Yep. And we'll have money set aside to help those folks, and I wish them only the best, and I hope the numbers are minuscule. But come on, libertarian, adults being adults. Destination Medical Center in Rochester. I think that actually is happening, but it has been discussed an awful lot. I have the Enhance ID, and I believe it allows traveling to Canada, Mexico without a passport. I don't know. I've heard of it. I just don't know enough of the specifics about it. Getting real ID as a female is harder because you have to have all the documentation for any name change, marriages, divorces, and remarriages. Ugh. That is annoying. That is unfair. Let's see. Chad, when they recorded a couple years ago, when I said to get what other version of the UID is available, it was like an act of God and seven pieces of paperwork that I bring in order to get the license. It was something to discern and absolutely absurd. Well, maybe I need to pull back on it's not that difficult. Because here are a couple excellent texts pointing out it has been a problem. Here's a good one. And this one comes up all the time. The debate on daylight savings time. I'm completely sick of the debate. Totally sick of the debate. Because it's very political-like. Either you're a late afternoon person and you think daylight savings time is the greatest thing ever. Or you're a morning person and you wish death upon daylight savings time. Now that my kids are all done with school, I'm team daylight savings time. But when my kids are out there in the dark waiting for the bus when it's 5,074 degrees below, I was not really missing daylight savings time in the winter.
I got to be honest, I don't really have a strong feeling on daylight savings time either way. Like, if we have it, great. If we don't, fine. It's moving the clock twice a year. I mean, I can get over making a two-hour change twice a year.
This is from an individual who is an insomniac, and I jinxed myself because I told a few people last week, I might have even mentioned on air, I don't remember, that I was sleeping better. Well, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday have just been a giant fiasco. So when people tell you how it throws up your sleeping and your biorhythms, there are many reasons for individuals to have trouble sleeping. That one is well down the list. It just is. More items that were discussed, and it took forever for them to happen or they never happen. The Minsure rollout. Oh, yeah. The Minsure. How about, well, that's almost a separate category of programs offered up by the state, city, or federal government where you knew there was just going to be a computer fiasco, including the e-bike situation we had multiple times a few months ago. Vikings getting a winning quarterback.
That's just mean. That's uncalled for.
Have you seen Sam Darnold?
I mean, Darnold's undefeated in his Vikings career.
Right now, Sam Darnold's on pace to go undefeated.
I mean, he best quarterback in franchise history based on stats.
I don't know why they haven't cut J.J. McCarthy by now. It's just an absolute waste.
I mean, the guy can't even stay healthy through a meaningless preseason game. What does that tell you?
Enhanced ID gives me the right to merge or yield or do anything I want at any time.
That's good.
Yes. That is that is excellent. Something talked about that never happens. Bipartisan cooperation. Thank you. That is another good one. From a texter who has the Enhanced ID, I also have TSA pre-check and clear. Anything to avoid homicide in those lines, yes. And most of the homicide in those lines is the dopes known as human beings who won't listen to the TSA agent saying, take your shoes off, take your laptop out, pour your liquids out, take your coat off. We've got We got the bins for where you're going to put it. And then somebody comes up there wearing their headphones, and they're walking with it. Oh, what was that? I had to do something. They should be tased. Or you know what? How about this policy from the TSA? If you have to repeat the policy on two parts, you're off the flight that day. You do not get to fly that day. If you screw up on one, oh, that's right, I forgot to take my shoes. Fine, we'll give you leeway. But if it's the no shoes, coat on, you're drinking a giant, one of your giant mugs that you bought at Target, and it contains 47,000 ounces of water because you saw it in Instagram and it looks really cool. If you violate two of them, TSA says, you, Chris Tubbs, reschedule. You're not flying today. I like that idea.
That's fair. That's fair.
The end of the I-94 construction between Monticello and Rogers. Thank you. They just had the conversation again. Again. Where we're talking about more lanes. I've lived here 85 to 90% of my life. There's always been construction on 94 between Monticello and Rogers.
How about the 494 35W? Like that used to be forever. 494 169?
Not as much to me as the Monticello Rogers, which is another reason why owning a cabin up north may be the dumbest thing you can ever do in your entire life. Buxton coming off the IR. How about Buxton going on the IR? Of course, you and Tubbs don't care. Chad works at noon. Chris works at 6 p.m. one day every 3 weeks. Now, what don't we care about? Which one thing are we talking about?
There's a lot of things that we don't care about.
We've commented an awful lot on a lot of things.
You got to be more specific.
I've talked a lot about traffic the last few days. By the way, I also do plenty of other things outside of this radio show where I'm also driving. It's not this isn't the only reason I'm driving. And by the way, if Chris doesn't have a game, he does have other things in life. But maybe it's something else that they think we don't care.
Yeah, I'm pretty simple. That's about right.
In other words, Chris is acknowledging he doesn't care unless it affects him.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, unless it's with my orbit, it's off my radar.
Yeah. Sounds like a you problem, Chris is saying. Tom Delmonico pursuing dogs and cats and trying to save them. That's next. Okay, Tubbsy. When you're telling me this is one of your favorite songs, I might be calling Dr. Joseph Lee back on a personal matter. Turn this thing down instantly. All right, here he is, hard scrabble legendary journalist, television, radio, internet, telegraph, whatever it might be, Tom Delmonico. Tom is with us. Tom, it's always a pleasure. I know you've been intrigued like I've been intrigued about legit or not legit, what is happening in Springfield, Ohio? Suggestions that individuals, natives of Haiti, are kidnapping cats, dogs, and they're consuming them, and that there is trauma in the area. The authorities have said this is utter nonsense, but I don't know who to believe. So you decided you were going to cover this story. It's always a pleasure. First of all, where are you as we talk to you, Tom?
Hi, Chad. Springfield, Ohio. Tom Delmonico reporting.
Excellent, Tom. So you are right there in Springfield. How long have you been there, Tom?
Well, let me first ask, have you heard of Barstool Sports and their pizza reviews? Have you heard of this?
Yes, absolutely. This? Yeah, Dave Portnoy, yeah, they've got a massive success.
Massive. So we're taking a page out of that book, and we're calling this Delmonico Discovers. And I'm here in Springfield, Ohio, and I'm discovering about the recent sensational claims, as you say, the migratory dietary habits of the migrants here in Springfield. And I've conducted a scientific and utterly unofficial taste test of local establishments to set the record straight, Chad.
Delmonico Discovers. I love the alliteration, too. I think it just rolls off the tongue. I can see it trending quickly. I would bet in the next 30 minutes it's trending nationally on the Twitter machine. Okay, where are you going and what are you tasting for this scientific survey?
Hashtag Delmonico Discovers, please.
Yes, absolutely.
First, I went to the Spicy Cactus Cantina. It's a local favorite. Got off the bus and asked the first person who I could see, and they told me that. I went there, and I can tell you that I've had the Fajita Fiesta. The Fajita Fiesta is a platter which has a bunch of zest and included fresh beef and chicken, and there was no feline or canine in sight, whether that's on the plate or in the restaurant at all. I was accompanied by a various amount of margarita madness and two tequila tornadoes. And I can tell you that in this case, two shots are better than one.
Yeah.
Two.
I can hear the margarita in your voice. There's a little different lilt. There's just a different level of happiness. So you're telling me if I go to this place, dog or cat, not on the menu, not as a main entree or a side.
Nothing I could tell. Nothing I could taste. It was nothing in there at all that I could tell. I went to the Rustic Grill. Another one.
Sounds nice.
Apparently, he was a half Haitian man that owns this, and I had the barbecue brisket and the cornbread delights. Tell you, I devoured that. We were also flowing drinks there generously, the smoky old fashions and the maple bourbon smash. I can tell you, too, that this produced no animal. None of those hurt in any of this, as I could tell.
Well, can I just jump in there? You are right in my lane when it's brisket and an old fashioned, because right now, old fashioned is my go-to drink, and if there's any barbecue to have, brisket is the way to go. But no fur, no whiskers, no tail at all in your brisket.
No, none that I could tell. Of course, I couldn't taste any of that inside of it, but I was skeptical of the smoky old-fashioned, but then I was realized, because it's to me, still summertime, a gin time, if you will, a clear liquid. And I was told that this is actually, we are in September, and it's very good to start the browns now. And so I felt better as I consumed that. And you couldn't even tell the man was in any way Hindu. There was no point of it in the restaurant at all. It was more Western deal, if anything
Thank you.
Else.
Thank you. Haitian, Tom, the allegation is Haitian immigrants are behind this, not those of a Hindu background. Does that change your pursuit in any way?
Oh, no, I have no problem. We'll find it no matter what religion, Protestant, Catholic, we'll find it. If it's here, trust me, Delmonico will discover it.
Hashtag Delmonico Discovers. Let's make sure we get that trending. How long do you plan on staying in Springfield? And you plan on talking to any family members, community members, government authorities?
I've met a nice Uber driver by the name of Manuel, who's taking me to my final stop today, where we'll go to Bella's Italian Bistro, and I'm very positive I probably won't find anything there as well, but we'll see, and we'll dive right in to that, because I can't tell you how much I love the Chianti, and looking forward to that. Now, I've scheduled a return trip. I believe the bus leaves here at 4:30 tomorrow. That's the Friday the 13th. So I'll be leaving tomorrow.
How much food are you consuming today, Tom? It seems like you're going from restaurant to restaurant and eating a great deal. You have a iron stomach.
Now, I want to say this, and I'm not accusing David Portnoy of anything at all. In fact, it's rather genius, but I haven't paid for anything yet.
That's certainly not ethical,
Tom. As I explained to them that I'm doing Delmonico Discovers and part of a WCCO research team, and they've been very generous in bringing me these to again get the reviews. And I take that back. I have paid. I did leave a generous tip.
You left a tip
more than 15%. More than 15%. In most cases.
Cheapskate. Are we paying for this here at WCC Radio, or is this part of your own enterprise?
Well, like anything, as an independent reporter, Chad, you know, out on the road, it's on us. We get the news story. We get the scoop. They pay. And so I'm finding that my research here has not cost too much, and I believe is paying, as probably we could see the trending of Delmonico Discovers.
I see it. I'm on Twitter right now. Delmonico Discovers is trending nationwide. All from this conversation, Tom.
I'm trying to quell the misconceptions here that Springfield's culinary experience, and their local savors and flavors are not sensationalized claims. That's the main thing. We do not want this to be sensationalized. We want people people to come here for the authentic food and the people. And as for the migrants in Springfield, they're welcome. Everyone is welcome here with open arms. And the menus are also open. And there are no pets so far on the plate. Tom Delmonico reporting live.
Thank you.
Springfield, Ohio.
One last question, Tom, before I let you go. Have you spotted any cats and dogs, and do they appear nervous at all? I mean, are they in a normal, happy state, or are they cautious and looking around the corner, so to speak?
I want to say, Chad, thank you for that question, because you're tapping into my inner thoughts.
Yes.
Eerily vacant of animals. Busy bistro here on the street, I have not seen one person walk by with their animal. And
hiding.
Interesting point.
Yes. Tom, excellent as always. It is always a thrill. And we appreciate your reporting. And I will look forward to your follow-up coverage as Delmonico Discovers continues to trend all across America. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and good night.
Tom Delmonico right here on WCCO. All right, if you are missing the memes all over the place, especially on the TikTok with dogs and where the dogs are on the couch or something and they're reacting to Trump, you have to seek it out. They're hysterical. Okay, how did this utter nonsense start? Because that's what it is, utter nonsense. Okay. How did this start? So, good reporting. A private Facebook group called Springfield, Ohio Crime and Information was launched in 2018. A screenshot of a post to the group circulated widely with an unnamed person claiming the cat of a friend's daughter had been hung from a branch like a deer for butchering. And then referred to a house where Haitian immigrants live. They've been doing it in Snyder Park with the ducks and geese, as I was told by rangers and police. Of course, no rangers and police have ever confirmed that. Then a conservative account, N Wokeness, posted a reply. Springfield is a small town in Ohio. 4 years ago, they had 60,000 residents. Under Harrison Biden, 20,000 Haitian immigrants were shipped to the town. We can have a reasonable, intelligent, and critical discussion about immigration, safety, law, law-abiding, and actually use data to back it up. None of this is doing that. The Springfield News Sun, by the way, published a story Monday
with interviews from the Springfield Police Division saying, not something that's on our radar. To clarify, there have been no, zero credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within this immigrant community. Of course, going back to the End Wokeness post, they added with the Haitian immigrants shipped to town, now ducks and pets are disappearing. Of course, no proof of that. Then there's a video of a black woman being arrested for reportedly killing and eating a cat in a driveway. And a right-wing commentator posted that a few weeks ago and replied, worse, Haitians, if someone said, were drugs involved, classy, just a racist slur with zero credibility. By the way, just the black woman, where this person was arrested, let's try facts. Not even Springfield. Canton, Ohio, and she had zero connection to Haiti or any foreign country. Nothing to do with Haiti, and nothing to do with a foreign country, and not even from Springfield.
This is absurd. Like, who believes this?
Millions.
Who believes it?
Millions, Chris. Another post featured a black man carrying a dead goose down the street. But again, the image was from another part of Ohio and contained zero evidence that the man pictured was Haitian. But because it's in your echo stream, whether it's your Facebook, your True Social, you name it, and you want to buy it. And by the way, this isn't to say that we haven't had issues with the Biden-Harris administration with immigration. I've crushed them for 3 years, and coming up with ideas the last year has politics written all over it. And Kamala completely ducked the question the other night. But smearing and slurring all Haitian immigrants on complete BS. And by the way, if we're going to believe, if one person on a Facebook page, when, by the way, we've just refuted the allegations, or one person says it, does that mean, oh, it's got to be true? And the idea that the authorities are lying about it? Give me a break. It's nonsense. Period. End of story.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.